In the last few years, there has been an eruption of fun, unique yoga classes from bunny yoga to goat yoga to laughter yoga to beer yoga and much more. Lisa Dunaway has an explanation for this change in the yoga scene over the last few years. Dunaway is one of four certified professional aromatherapists in Indiana and is a certified yoga teacher who teaches a class on Saturdays called Yoga Before Beer, Never Fear at the Guardian Brewing Company.
And on the next inhale, reach a little extra long, exhale, walk the hands back.
Dunaway says in the last 5 years or so, many instructors have recognized that yoga is not just for a specific demographic and that the Yoga for All movement has helped in the spread of yoga practices. Yoga for All is the idea that yoga can be inclusive for people of all shapes, sizes, weights, and physical limitations. Dunaway's classes are taught with Yoga for All in mind, for her health and for the health of her participants.
This style is really nice for the brewery because we get a very diverse crowd. As you can see, half the participants were men and all ages, I think from 22 or so up into their 60s. So it doesn't matter if you have a little bit of mobility limitations, maybe you have an injury you're working through, maybe you're a little older, maybe you're a little overweight. This is a style of yoga that is more universal than what people typically think of as yoga.
Dunaway says that yoga is great for most everyone, especially people who spend their days working at computers or driving for their jobs.
I've heard the saying that sitting is the new smoking, and we sit too much, and I don't know if it's that extreme. That's just a saying I've heard, but we certainly, I think most people would agree that we do sit too much. And so yoga is really nice for building some core strength and lengthening up your spine, especially when we do forward folds and things.
One of Dunaway's clients, Nancy Carlson, has been participating in Yoga Before Beer for 2 years, and she has also been practicing yoga for about 10 years at three different studios in Muncie.
Well, it sounded like a lot of fun. I do yoga anyway, and Saturday is a good time, so I thought having it at a brewery is fun, because my husband doesn't do yoga, but he comes and joins us for a beer when it's over.
She said that stretching helps make her joints more limber, which gives her more pep.
I don't have to do yoga. I want to do yoga. It's very different than taking a run or even an exercise walk. I really want to do it for my body.
When participants walk into Yoga Before Beer, they receive a tiny beer if they would like one before the session begins. All participants must be over the age of 21. According to Dunaway, not everyone who comes into the class are beer drinkers, and that's okay too. Yoga Before Beer, Never Fear occurs every Saturday morning from 10:45 to 11:45 at the Guardian Brewing Company. In Muncie, for Indiana Public Radio, I'm Brandi Geister.